Dawn at home sitting there. She would hope this series ends very quickly.
Yeah, it's a quick message. As soon as it's over, get it off straight away. So, yeah, no love at home, but put up for these opportunities.
Tell us about your preparations. Mitch, has he been cleared to play?
Yeah, Mitch got through, so he'll definitely play. Won't play major minutes. You know, he hasn't played for 5 weeks or so, so we'll ease him back in there. But, you know, it's great to have him back. The last 2 days of practice, he's had that lightning speed that he gets off the dribble that we've probably missed for the last 6 weeks. So it'll be good to have him back out there.
What does he give to you in terms of maybe helping out Damo and Bryce as well?
Yeah, well, obviously another smart point guard that can get past his man and create opportunities. And we've just probably had limited with that in the last couple of weeks, but we made some adjustments and, you know, get Mitch the ball in the open court, and he's a rocket in the open court and really gives us an attack and transition.
How many minutes is realistic for him?
Yeah, well, obviously it depends how he's playing, but, you know, it won't be too many. It's we've had a good combination, obviously, with Damo and Bryce playing point guard. We still want to do that, so not real sure at the moment.
Like, would 10 be the sort of number you'd be thinking of, or more than that, or less?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, even 4 minutes a quarter, maybe 16, 20. It just depends how it is. If he's playing well, he'll play. If not, we'll get the rotations in there.
Is that a challenge for you as a coach? Because it has worked without him, and I don't know whether it's been easier, the subs, but it seems to have worked without him at this stage.
Yeah, look, Sunday's done a great job. He played, I think, around 10 minutes last week against Brisbane, so it'll be probably similar vein to that, but it also gives us an elite defender against, you know, the backcourt that's unbelievable with Casper and Bubble. So he'll certainly get used up.
Given the weight of these next, I guess, possibly 5 games, do you think it's really crucial to have him back at this point? Is it going to be a game changer for you guys, or could it possibly be a little bit of a downfall as well that he hasn't played for so many games?
Yeah, well, he hasn't played, but that's why we'll ease him back in. He doesn't have to come back and play crazy 25, 30 minutes for the game. So he'll certainly get his spot minutes out there, and if he's going well, we'll stay with him. But, you know, it's great just to have our full-strength team. We haven't had it for a long time, and all the injuries that we've, you know, dealt with through the season, just the resilience of the group has been first class, and it's great to have our full roster out there.
Your record.
Given how closely matched you and Melbourne are, I think it's going to be really crucial.
Oh, big time. You know, we've had, out of the four games, two overtimes and one, or 5 points, but pretty much one possession game. So, and that's how close the teams are. It's, they've got some, you know, big time players out there, and we respect that. But we're also playing great basketball. We've got our growth, and throughout the year, we went through that couple of potholes in the halfway through the year and speed bumps, and we got through that and really solidified and gelled as a team and got better at the last end of the season. So, it's going to be a good game.
One of the more bizarre elements of your season has been that your record with injuries is better than your record when you've had your entire squad on the court. Can you put your finger on why that's happened?
Yeah, it's just everyone's ready to step up and play. Playoffs are a little bit different. You know, it can be your last game, so you want to give that little bit extra. When you're going through halfway through the season, it's the kind of loafing area, but you can't do that this time of the year.
Trev, do you care about favourites and underdogs? There's a lot spoken about at the moment from the experts that Perth are favourites. They've got the home court advantage, and even there was a comment by Shane Heal today saying it would be a choke if you don't win. How do you see underdogs and favourites?
Look, we deserve to finish on top. We fought for that, and you know we earned that right through, you know, most of the season. We were pretty consistent. And, this time of the year, it's the team that's playing best together that wins the championship. You know, we've developed over the last 2 months, and we've found different ways to win, and that's been pleasing. It's been on our defensive end. Some nights it's riding the coattails of Bryce or Tirico or Angus inside, and other times it's just a grind. So, and you've got to do that. You've got to have that group intelligence of finding different ways out in the court, and I really like we're playing great basketball at the moment. The chemistry is great, and we can't wait to play.
You've been whacked this year, probably more than most teams around the country in any sport. Is there a bit of a sense of we'll silence them over the next 2 weeks or so?
We don't pay attention to that. I'm the old Maxwell Smart, get smart, cone of silence. You know, we put the lid on, and what happens in the interior group stays in there, and we're very loyal and trustworthy of each other, and that's what we listen to, and we let all that outside noise bounce off and just worry about our performance.
You dominated the early part of the last game against Melbourne before the lack of numbers and fatigue really kicked in. What do you take from that game?
Yeah, it was really good for our defence. Yeah, we played some great defence down there, and especially without Tirico, they were double-teaming Bryce all the time. We kept some things up our sleeve for maybe this occasion. So hopefully, and that was good last week. Tirico, Bryce is unselfish to pass the ball to the open man, and that's to get 10 assists last game. He's not afraid to give the ball up, and that's going to hold us in good stead against these guys that we're going to trap and hard show against Bryce non-stop.
So you kept your stuff up against your sleeve specifically for Melbourne or
for the finals? For the finals, yeah.
Finals. So that last week was where you unleashed all
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. And it's the same. You've got to keep... this is the money time of the year. You don't want to spend all your ace cards in the season and have nothing in the money time. So, we're quite comfortable where we are at the moment.
So did you have anything new this week that you didn't use?
I didn't tell them a game plan, all right? We've won and gotten the position because of our defence. You know, we could have gimmicks of plays and that's fine. But, we got here because we're the best defensive team in the country, and it's going to get tested against a great offensive team. And if we can defend like we have all year, we've got a good chance of winning the championship.
How do you stop both of the two backcourt boys in Ware and Golden? They seem to... the others are great workers, but they seem to be the two that will probably win the game for Melbourne. Is that a fair call?
Yeah, we can't just defend one-on-one. You know, they're too good for that. And it's been collective, the unit, and we've got Mitch coming back, so we can rotate Damo and Mitch and, through those defensive challenges. And we know they're going to make some tough shots. It's really getting through it and closing down other avenues.
There's a little bit of talk about that chemistry between Tirico and
Yeah, it's probably been since the Christmas. They just started to click in a little bit more, and I think that's playing Bryce at the point guard. He's gave us some really good options, and Tirico's starting to read that now and find spots in the floor where he can get the ball. And, it's a great combination. Any time that you have two imports, or we only have two imports, but when they click and get that chemistry going, it's just like, Damo used to play with Matt Knight, and it was just a great chemistry on the floor. They knew where each other is, and you can just see that starting to come to the surface now, and hopefully that'll come in this series.
How much of a role do players like Damo, Bryce, Jesse, Greg, who have played in championships before, what role do they have in keeping the younger guys calm and sort of just focused on doing the basic things right?
Yeah, and that's the leadership that we have out there. Our leadership's, especially when you're going through a bad patch, that's when leadership really gets challenged, and the guys have been sensational. Step up and be the first ones accountable. You know, and when you've got Damo works so hard out on the floor, and now Nick Kay is one of the hardest workers out there, and when you've got your best players working hard, it's pretty easy for the other guys to follow. And to have that leadership through Damo, Jesse, Greg, that's been to the championship a number of times, and Bryce, hopefully we can take these young guys with us.
Is game one any more important than 2, 3, 4 or possibly 5?
Yeah, you got to win them all, don't you? Game one's, it's big. You know, we've got a good week leading up here. We refresh the bodies and we're ready to go here. And hopefully this place is rocking here tomorrow night. The Red Army's going crazy and really supporting us. But, yeah, we want to get off to a good start.
You've won 3. As a coach, do you get nervous? Do you second-guess yourself going into the game?
I think it's all the above. You know, you always get butterflies going in, just the unknown. But we're confident we've done enough, and hopefully we'll see that when the bright lights come on.